This is KE8YDR listening. KE8YDR listening.
FMR, mobile and monitoring. Mobile.
Start with KHJBD, over.
All right, after KHJBD, I got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. Then I have Whiskey 9, Mike Sierra Kilo, the section manager for Indiana. He was in and out. Then November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. And then Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, in and out. And Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Over.
Okay, I have it. That's where I thought. So I'll assume control of that. Thanks, over.
All yours, Joe. KDRH, be clear.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is the Sunday session of the Michigan Amateur Rubber Public Service Cornet. That is open to all stations interested in emergency communications, whether it be Skyward, Mikey's, Aries, the Red Cross, or other associated programs. All stations are welcome. We conduct this net every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. During the winter, usually on 7/32, but summer conditions have been favorable for 40, by and large, so we're on this frequency today. Be advised that QRM gets too difficult. We'll move either up or down a case here too, if conditions dictate. Also, you may check in by the Central Michigan Electric Heater System. Those check-ins are also encouraged. So on the pre-net group, we have, and I'm going with all that script, by the way, I guess I need a new one, so we got to see that. I have the following stations already logged. They need not check in again. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Austin November. November 8, Bravo Austin Uniform. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. November 9, I might see a Kilo station closed. November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, in and out. Station closed. And Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Uniform Foxtrot. These stations not need checking, need check in again, but additional stations for the net. Over. Okay, all stations stand by. We're going to make a correction. Stand by. Stations go up to 7.228. I say again, all stations go move up to 7.228, 7.228. We'll continue there to the DUSAO. Thank you.
UHF hub, disconnected.
Side. And so I'll be sitting down there waiting around for somebody to give me a yell and we'll see where it goes from there. Other than that, on a personal front, I picked up a AIO hex beam. I did have a 17-meter box on home-built jobs I built. Really, really loved it. And it finally disintegrated because of UV, so I picked up one of those AIO hex beams on 20 meters and 17. Those are the two I really, really like to play VX on. And other than that, there's another club of another completely different kind of activity that I belong to. It has a big multi-state event coming up, and I'm helping to sort of get that set up and running and work on that one, see how that goes. So it's been busy, but not too bad. Retired life is pretty good. Mostly doing what I want to do, but nothing perfect. So only on the occasion do I have to end up doing something I'm really not excited about doing. Other than that, things are going well here, and good to hear you on the net on R5, Joe. And with that, I'll kick it back to you. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
Okay, good enough, James. That's a nice report. And yeah, things are going off on the bands were quick. I was very surprised at that. They've been bad for so long, but today was an exception. Just phenomenal band conditions today. And good luck on Tuesday. Maybe we'll hear you. Maybe we won't, but I suspect we're anywhere. We sure will be on DMR on Region 5 Oscom and Grand 40. But we'll see. At any rate, thank you, sir. And I'll break with you. Let's see if any OBU is back. If so, your transmission. Over.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry. I was trying to sneak up on a ladder and change the battery in my weather station while you guys were talking. Apparently you guys changed frequencies while I was on the ladder and I didn't catch it, so that's my bad. But nothing new going on here other than changing the battery in my weather station. So you guys take care and I'll be listening. And it'll be you.
Okay, and happy birthday to you, sir, if I heard correctly. And for James, I forgot to mention, yeah, retired life is great. You can do what you want to do, but there are times when you're doing stuff you don't want to, but they're rare. You can choose not to do that. All right, very good, guy. It'll be you. Thanks for your comments. Watch it up there on the ladder, and my goodness, there's a hand that's devoted. Change your battery at my weather station, too, about a couple of weeks ago, and all that I need doing that. Rule court, can't stand it. Not at my age. And anyway, so this is Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We have about halfway down the list, so we're looking for your additional seconds. If you'd like to call in, do so now. Over.
Hey, you doing recheck?
Okay, stand by, Max. We'll pick you up. Any other seconds? All right,
I'll be heard.
Max, over.
Roger, thank you, James. Just one thing I haven't written down in my notes here. There is no net, just as a reminder, there is no net next weekend due to the holiday weekend. I hope everybody has an enjoyable Labor Day weekend. With that, back to Max. KUAP1.
Okay, that's right, Max. I probably
should
expect your thoughts, thank you for confirming it. No, next week. All right, very good. Let's see here. KFA, Bravo Charlie Papa. Sir, you're up. Your name, please, for the log, and stand by NFB.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. Well, I have a couple of things to say. You can call me Nico, first of all. I'm a 15-year-old ham that has a U.S. license. But I've been operating in groups for the last couple months. But I'm happy to announce that I finally moved to Michigan. I'll be starting school tomorrow, and I'm very happy to be in America and getting out on the radio. For some more stuff on what I've been doing, I've been very interested in amateur stuff. So I have a big plan for the end of the year to hopefully do some ISS contacts. So yesterday I built myself a UHF Yagi, and I'm going to be working on the VHF one. So I got a lot of things going on. I've been very busy. That's enough.
Where are you going to school, over?
I will be going to, my brain just shut off tonight. Okay. Give me a minute. Stevenson.
Okay, well, I wish you the best of luck with your studies, and welcome to the state. You'll love it. When we reach November through March or April, you might not. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but you will be. So I wish you great luck. Feel free to check in. We're here every Sunday except for the next one, upcoming Labor Day weekend, but we're here at 5 p.m. Eastern. Usually every Sunday, usually on either 7232 or 3932. So please, you're welcome to check in anytime, and welcome. And I appreciate you checking in. Nice song, Sigil, by the way. All right, we'll break with you, and let's see. November 8th here above Orco, Europe, and stand by KCYDF. NASDE, your comments, over. All right, well, we'll come back to them if I remember, which I think I will. KC8YVF, your comments, stand by Charlie, over.
This is KC8YVF, ACRO for Saginaw County. Last Thursday was our Aries training for the August month. It was our get back to training month because we gave them July off. We do normally a picnic. We get everybody together, get a bite to eat. The Aries group provides the hot dogs and that, and then we have a dish to pass for everybody. We had some ice cream left over from our club meeting, so we had that for dessert, and then we do a movie afterwards. Usually it's some sort of emergency preparedness type of movie, something in that line, but we strayed a little bit this year. Everybody's been wanting to do the 1980s movie Airplane, so we got a good chuckle out of that one. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, and we had a good time, so we had a good turnout for it. A lot of good eats in that. Next month we'll be having our training at our 911 center, activating, getting that ready to go for the SET. So hopefully we'll have some information from Max to pass along at that meeting next month. So that's what I got from Saginaw County. Back to net control, KC8YVF.
Okay, good enough,
KC8YVF.
Thanks for your report today. Consistently good readable signal. Well, I'm going to say Lima Charlie, loud and clear. And thanks for checking in with us. All right, let's go to Charlie. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see if NASDE came back. Your comments, if you're here, over. All right, well, we'll try and hear in a little bit. WDNHB, Charlie, thanks to hear you. Your comments for the...
Yeah, good evening, Joe, and everybody on the ARP and CNET. This is WDH, Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Charlie in the little town of Vicksburg, south of Kalamazoo, in Kalamazoo County. Good signals today all around. A little bit of odd fading. It, fades for about 30 seconds, and then it pops up good for 2 minutes, and then you take a fade again. But at least I'm hearing everybody. And Max is again loud this weekend, and he was loud to me last weekend. Nice to hear Max when he's loud. not much new in ham radio over here. Planning on going camping, and passing by you probably Friday morning, Joe. on our way up to Hesperia, the place where we usually end up camping this time of year. And I know that I'll be going along with KC8BRO, Shane. So and hopefully we can get Ken. I was hoping he'd check in today, too. So thanks for running the net, Joe, and I will go WD8AHB.
Okay, Charlie, WD8AHB in the Michigan Amateur Public Service. That's very good. Yeah, we're heading up north starting Thursday, and so we'll all be, have a head start on you. We're going up Friday. And we won't be back until the 8th or 9th of September, and going up to Strait State Park, and then Petoskey State Park, and Lord knows wherever, maybe even one day on Mackinac Island, don't know yet, but we'll have to see. One last bit of bridge walk, so, which, by the way, there's a lot of planning going to that, my goodness. I guess once the walk is over, they start planning for the next one, so I can only imagine what a big deal that is. So, all right, Charlie, well, safe travels to you. Say hello to Ken and Shane. I haven't heard them in a while, and I wish them well as well. So, take care. All right, we'll break with you. Let's see if any SBE came back. Your comments, over. Okay, nothing heard. That brings us down to the list as I have it. This is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, WD USA, Kent County, your net control, District 6. Looking for any additional check-ins to the land table. Any relays, over. Okay, nothing heard. Any additional comments before we close, over? All right, nothing heard. Well, I'd like to wish everyone a happy and safe Labor Day weekend coming up here next weekend. Stay safe. Always be aware of your surroundings and don't become a statistic. And I wish you all safe journeys that you're going. If not, use the opportunity to rest and relax and because we all know what's coming. And Bravo Zulu and congratulations to all of you who put in your time to emergency services work and take care until we meet again. K8D1, I have a report for you, sir. Over.
WDUSA,
K8D1, I have a good readable with a little tape. Okay, message number 123, repeat. Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Given location X-ray. Today's date to your station. Break.
Can I have the roster?
Okay, it'll be station figures 11. Traffic figure 1. Time will be 25 minutes. Break. Sign at WD USA Control. And over.
Do the first number again, please?
11. Figures 11. Over. The 11th station's on the roster, over. Hello, Max, where'd you go? Well, I hope it's not where I went. K-E-A-D-O-N, WD-USA, Jabora Fuse, over. Alright, not a hurt. K-E-A-R-H-B, are you still up, Sergeant, over?
Yeah, Roger, and just got a text from Max. He said to tell you thanks, and his radio just shut down, so he's all set.
Alright, really good, sir, thank you, and again, thanks for your help today. Please echo my net close. WDU USA closing the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet for August 25. A reminder, there is no net next week. The net is now closed. Out.
This is Romeo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net is now closed, and there is no net next weekend. This is K8RHB, out.
73 from QO Foxtrot 8, Bellatoria Papa. Thank you guys for chatting.
Yeah, K8RHB, NHSBD, I guess I missed my call up.
Ah, man, NHSBD. I was wondering, Joe was net control station. You're booming at my station here, but evidently you couldn't hear him. So, yeah, you got a really good signal out there at the out there at Sterling State Park. Over.
I thought maybe that was the case. I could not hear Joe Helton's stand, but it turns out when you guys moved up about 2KC, you stopped me right on top of some 30 out here. I've got the auto notch turned in, but it doesn't really quite clean it up completely. Go ahead. Okay. Well, yeah, I got a little bit of, I got my notch trying to get most of that out of there, but I can hear that. But yeah, you're, I got a good signal on you at my CTH here in Battle Creek. Over.
Okay, all right, that's great, thanks. We're going to be on 80 later this evening, running a net from here, so we're going to see how well that works. All right, what time and what net? It's an Elocraft 80 meter single side band net, and it starts at 9 p.m. on 3803. 80 meter single side band Elocraft net on 3803, over.
Roger,
roger.
It's 9 p.m. Eastern time on 80. Go ahead.
At 2100. Okay. Hey, I was curious, how long are you
going to
be camping over at Sterling?
We're doing okay. I mean, we've got the fifth wheel over here, so we're in a full hookup, and we're going to be here through, we're going to be leaving on Tuesday.
Okay. Have you heard the steel mill do its pressure release in the middle of the night?
Yes, we did one time when we were here before, and I thought, oh man, what is going on? And I got me up to go investigate, and I realized that it was coming from the plant over there.
Yeah, that happened to my wife and I. Same thing. We had a spot right on the water, kind of right on the beach there, and it was about, I don't remember, maybe quarter after 12 in the morning. And all of a sudden, this horrible noise comes across, and we didn't know what, first time there, we never, didn't know anything about it, and we weren't sure, and it was pretty crazy. But anyways, when we went to dump before we left, they, I talked to someone there at the station, and he frequents the place there. And he told us what it was, but that was pretty intense. It was so, so loud. Over.
Like I said, it certainly woke me up, and it got me up to investigate what was going on. And then I realized, you know, what it was. But, yeah, I thought something had exploded in the RV.
Wow. Yeah, we didn't. We had no idea.
And it'll be you.
W8TPT monitoring.
W8FU driving.
Alrighty, I'm driving too. I'll probably be there about the same time as you.
Yeah, whoever gets there first, just call out a spot. But there's, like I said, there's the northwest corner, there's a Dunkin' Donuts. The northwest corner, it's as good as anywhere.
Alright, yeah, I'm coming 18 to the corner and then heading south, so I'll turn in right before 16 mile there and see what's there. I'll look for the Dunkin' Donuts if I see it. That sun is in heat with this rain today, man. We were at that large Estonian, like I was out water skiing all day or something, it's crazy.
say it was raining? No, no, I said the heat was draining, like it drained all my energy. I feel like when you go sit on a boat all day and you're out in the sun and it just like drains your energy at the end of the day, you're like, whoa. Okay, draining. I'm like, wow, raining. How did that happen? Yeah, I heard, I woke up this morning or last night, I can't remember, I think it was this morning early, and I heard some rain. Yeah, I looked outside, there wasn't much, but it looked like there was a little tiny bit, at least where I was at, and I was up pretty early, went and got some coffee and some treats for the kids, and came back and all that good stuff. I was there until about 1:30, then I did a bunch of stuff on my way home. By the time I got home, I was beat. I was like, holy cow. That's why I just, like, I didn't have the wind in the sail that I thought I had, but since then I've relaxed a little bit, gotten into some comfortable clothes, and had something to eat, so I'm all good now. It'll be nice to get, you know, this will be a major relief on my vehicle. I've got, I got so much crap in here right now, this will take quite the load off. Yeah, I got a bunch of crap in mine, too, but at least this will only be in it for a day, and it'll be in its resting place, so that'll be cool. And then, yeah, well, I'll tell you the rest of it when I see you. Anywho, yeah, it got hot, man. I woke up last night, was real pleasant. The kids and I, you know, we went to a little pet store where they got a big tortoise. And he just walks around, you know, he just runs around the whole store, you know, just like nobody's business. And then a great big rabbit, you know, a tortoise and a hare. And they're both just running around the store. And the kids love to go there. So they go there and they pet the turtle and the rabbit. And they look at all the, you know, critters. They got a lot of snakes and spiders and, you know, reptiles and stuff like that. It's pretty, they pretty much got everything. Old school pet store with all the stuff. So we did that last night. And we got a bite to eat. And then it was so nice out. We took a nice walk, a nice long walk in the town, got some ice cream. And, you know, and this morning and all that stuff. And then I walked out about when I was getting ready to come home, and I'm like, holy cow, where'd this come from? Right, yeah. That heat was something else. I got to Stony Creek, and you walked out of the shade, and it just like you're in a desert. But, yeah, I think that pet shop is, I had a younger friend, Amanda, that used to fish with me a lot, and I'm pretty sure she, if that's in Grosse Pointe, it's probably the one she worked at. Can't remember the name of it offhand, though. Like Carl's, I think. Well, that doesn't ring a bell, so maybe it's not the same one, but yeah, there's a bunch of snakes and everything. She's a mail carrier up near Traverse City now, and she's got all kinds of snakes and turtles and lizards, and so from working in that pet store, she acquired a taste for all them exotic animals. I certainly could be completely wrong in the name. I don't remember. The kids are just like, oh, let's go to, you know, whatever. Ted's, Carol's. It was like a name, whatever it was. I don't know. Ted's, I don't know. But it was just like a name like that. It was pretty cool. The tortoise was really, really cool. And man, that rabbit was ginormous. He's huge. Just running around a place like nobody's business. Pretty cool. So I understand why kids like to go there. But, yeah, so all in all, was pretty good. But, yeah, it was so crazy because the weather was so nice. Even in the morning when I got up and Megan made a run for coffee and some, they got this bakery down on Kirchville, which is really, really, really good. Even when I ran out early in the morning about 8 a.m. to get that, it was just really so pleasant that when I hit that oppressive heat when I left, it was really a shocker. Really didn't expect it. All right, let's see here. So, oh, I got a ways to go. That was 15. FK? I've left somebody else in there. You can go ahead after me. I'm about a mile out, so I'm probably going to beat you there, Sean. Go ahead, other station.
Thank you. WHFU.
WHFK.
I was going to ask you, Sean, do you know if the Don had an adapter for the microphone to the icon?
I can look. I think I grabbed everything. So it would be that. What is it? A stereo or a, it's a 3.5-inch mini plug, right? And then he plugged that into somehow he got that into the 8-pin mic. So yeah, let me dig around and see if I can figure it out. Because he must have, right?
Right. Any adapters I'd be interested in if you give me a relatively good deal on it. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so he had a switch for push-to-talk, and he had a harness so that he could plug in the push-to-talk with this little homemade switch he did. And yes, it's got to be there. All right, I'll find it and make sure you get it.
Any foot switch or stuff like that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it wasn't a foot switch or anything like that. Turn in at the very first opportunity. You're going to see me parked right by the driveway to pull in. And so when you're coming south, that way we can stay out. It's busy in this parking center. Hold up one second, Len. Let me get with Don.
Yeah, I'm already in here and fought all the traffic. So you're over by behind Basket Robbins.
Oh, you're in. Well, where are you at? I'll just find you then. I'm back. It's real way at the north end of the plaza, right off the road. There's nobody here. Probably better if you come here anyhow, because there's just too many people over there.
Yeah, I'm heading that way now. I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, you'll see me. I'm parked. I'm back in. You know, I'm almost as close to the northernmost drive, like about two or three spaces off of DeQuinter. You'll see me if you come along. You know, just come to the northernmost exit of the complex, and you'll see me.
Yeah, I gotta let this soul turn out in front of me before I can turn, and I'll be there.
I see ya. All right, real good. Len, I'm gonna be in the back of my vehicle digging right now. In fact, if I see it, I'll drive right by your house. I'm going right by your house in 10 minutes. So I'll be back with you in a sec. W8FU.
Good to see you, Sean. I think you know where I'm at. 88FK.
KFA-CDT.
KFA-CDT. 88FK. W8FU.
FK, back to ya. You rolling in?
I dug around through all the stuff, and, I can't locate it, so I think I left it. I plan on going back by there, maybe even tomorrow. Let's see, what time is it now? Yeah, probably not now, but I got some stuff I got to take care of, so I might be going by there. I'll dig around. It might have just been, you know, like a miscellaneous. I might have just viewed it as a miscellaneous cable and just left it. Wait a minute. Let me make a quick call here. That may have went with the 7300.
For for you, Sean. That microphone, do I need a preamp or anything like that to interface with it? I was told that some of the aftermarket third-party microphones lack a preamp in them.
I don't think so. I think that's if it were, dynamic, but that's an electrolyte, and I think. No, I don't believe so. I know a few guys that have ran those, and first of all, are you interfacing it to an ICOM 7300?
On the 275 or one of the other ICOMs I have here, maybe with the square of my cable, but I'll find something to put it on.
Okay, yeah, I know with the modern ICOMs, no, you probably don't. I can't speak to the older ones, whether they required. I know they did some different things in the audio circuit, the microphone circuit, on the newer ones as opposed to the older ones, but I don't know if that means, you need more or less gain or what. So, all right, let me make a quick call here and find out if that cable's even around anymore. It might be long gone.
Still have the other mic, I think it was a Shure mic in the back there that I saw a week ago. Do you still have that or is it gone?
You mean like a SM58 style mic, or do you mean the desk mic, the Turner style mic? Regardless, I got both.
See the bass, I don't know if it, it's the same size and shape as the one I got.
Sorry, I teed up to complete my thought, and we ended up doubling. Everything you've seen, I've still got here, with the exception of that mic. So, I can swing by. I'm going right by you here in about a minute. If you want to dig through, we can dig through this stuff together, but I'm fairly certain that that connector is not going to be there. But, all right, anyhow, let me make a phone call real quick, and then I'll give you a call when I'm turning in your street.
88FK on the side.
W8FU.
Break, this is Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey in the SDR. I'm performing an antenna test, over.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey in the SDR, Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango, you're sounding good.
Roger that, this is Jeff here in Fowlerville, just performing an antenna test with the modified J-pole on my deck, over.
Hello, Jeff. Captain Don here. I'm in Sterling Heights. It sounded really good on my end. I have no complaints at all.
Roger that. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear here. I'm over here in Fowlerville, so I'm not sure if it's what repeater I'm hitting. I think it's the Flint one. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the call sign is of that repeater, but it's tied into the one that I'm talking on in Warren. You're sounding really good. It repeats exactly what that repeater hears out over here, and it definitely sounded good.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm talking out of HT here, just tinkering around, but yeah, it seems like the 70 centimeters comes in real nice and clear.
Roger that. I would have thought you were on a mobile with more than 5 watts, so yeah, sounds really good. I don't know how far you are from the actual repeater, but yeah, it sounded awesome.
Roger that. I appreciate the callback. This is Kilo Echo 8 with CBS here, Station 73, and good luck with your microphone job. Thank you. See ya.
All right. It's good talking to you, and glad it's working. And this is Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango, Station 73.
which is if you, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey and this here, clear.
AD8FK from W8FQ. I just turned off of the Quinner. I'm pretty sure I can find it. So give me a minute. How could I miss it?
Monitoring.